Chapter 16. Now as soon as I arrived in Galilee, I learned about these things from those who brought messages about them. And my first care was to win the goodwill of the countrymen, knowing that with it, I would be able to set most things straight, even if I would completely fail in other respects. So I wrote to the Jerusalemite Congress, and I asked what they would direct me to do. Now, they appealed to me to remain there, and that if my fellow elders were willing to retain them, and to make provision for Galilee. But my fellow elders, having amassed considerable money from the tenths given to them, which they collected as their due because they were priests, decided to return home. But when I appealed to them to remain until we could establish matters, they were persuaded. Therefore, I set out, together with them, from the city of the Zipporites, and came to a certain village called Bethmaon, 4 stadia away from Tiberias. And from there, I sent to the Tiberian council, appealing to the principal men of the populace to join me. And when they arrived, now Eustos had come along with them, I started saying that I had been sent to them as an elder along with these men by the Jerusalemite commonality, in order to persuade them that the house of Herodes the Tetrarch, which had been constructed containing forms of living creatures, the laws forbid such construction, should be demolished. And I appealed to them to give us permission to deal with this matter at once. Therefore, indeed, for a long time, Capella and the principal men refused to yield. But after receiving pressure from us, they finally assented. But Yeshua, the boy of Sapphira, whom we previously mentioned as the principal man of a rebel faction of sailors and ingrates, preempted us. For he observed that the roofs of some of the buildings had been made of gold, and intending to amass considerable money from it, he took along some Galileans and set fire to all of it. And having acted contrary to our intention, they seized a great deal of plunder. For we, after our conversation with Capella and the principal men of the Tiberians, had withdrawn from Bethmaon into Upper Galilee. But Yeshua's party disposed all of the Hellenic residents, as well as everyone else who had been their enemies prior to the war. But when I discovered these events, I was utterly provoked, and I went down to Tiberias to provide care for the royal furnishings, to secure as much as possible from the plunderers. Now there were Corinthian candlesticks, and royal tables, and a large stash of uncoined silver. But all of it, whatever I took, I determined to keep for the king. Therefore, I sent for the 10 principal men of the council, and Capella, son of Antulos, and handed the furnishings over to them, also transmitting a message to them that they should give these things to no one else except me.